Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Abraham saw something, whether it was just a revelation or a vision. Jesus said, your father, that's our father, Abraham, rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Jesus' day is where you can tell people, because of the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, you cannot get salvation. Amen. So he saw his day. So he knew he was resurrected. So now this is building up so he can offer Isaac. All right? So watch here. He saw my day and he was glad. Watch verse 57. Then the Jews said to Jesus, you're not yet 50 years old. And have you seen Abraham? We know you. You are Mary's son, the carpenter Joseph's son. We know who you are. You can't do a miracle in this town. We know you. Watch out for the people who know you too well. That's why sometimes it's good to keep a bit of a distance. All right? Because familiarity often breeds contempt. So these guys didn't recognize Jesus. So they said, you're not yet 50 years old. You've seen Abraham. Abraham died hundreds of years before. Right? Thousands of years. Okay. Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly I say to you, oh, I love this. Before Abraham was, I am. Oh, I can just imagine the Superman son. I mean, seriously, think about it. The I am. I am the truth, the way, the life. I am the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Down his thigh, he revealed it. I am. I'm telling you, when those men came up to Jesus to take him away to crucify him, he said, who are you looking for? They said, Jesus. He said, I am he. Boom. And they fell down, all of them. All of them. Before Abraham was, I am. What did God say to Moses when he needed proof? He needed some proof. He said, what am I going to tell them, the Israelites, when, who did I say sent me in? How can I prove it? He said, what's that you're holding in your hand? He said, a rod. He said, okay, throw it on the floor. He threw it on the floor, and the thing turned into a venomous viper. And he ran away from it, the Bible says. And then God said, pick it up by the tail. He picked it up, became a rod again. He said, okay, I need some proof. I'm getting some proof here. Abraham got proof. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So don't feel left out because your faith is not there yet. Get into the Word of God. You've got the Holy Spirit. He will speak to you. He'll direct you. He'll guide you. He'll lead you. And he'll show you things to come. He will show you things to come. The Holy Spirit will show you things to come. And then he said to Moses, put your hand in your coat. Now take it out. He took it out. It was leprous, white with leprosy. He said, now put it back. Take it out. Then he said, okay, I'm good to go. But I can't speak. He says, man, you're trying everything to get out of this. How many of us will try everything to get out of what God wants us to do? Lay your hands on the sick and pray for them in warmer. I can't do it. We get those cheeks that flap around. Flappy cheeks. Right? Now he says, okay, get your brother. He will speak for you, but you're going. You're going to do the work. You got that rod. And so he needed proof. So you're not alone in the fact that, well, my faith is not there yet. His wasn't. Abraham's wasn't. But then Abraham became fully persuaded. The Bible said he was fully persuaded what God had promised him, he was able to deliver. What God had promised him, he was able to deliver. He was fully persuaded. He did not even consider Sarah's body. Or his body now being dead and Sarah's body way past childbearing age. He did not even consider it. He was fully persuaded. What made him fully persuaded? God spoke to him. God showed him. God gave him something that got his faith up. And if you want your faith up, you better spend more time with God. You better get into the presence of the Holy One of Israel. You better get into the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords' presence and get close up and personal with him. And your faith will start to get, I'm telling you. Amen. Gideon, I'll finish with this guy. He's a good guy. I'm not going to read all the scriptures because I'm telling you the story and I need to read a scripture. Well, so Gideon in Judges 6, you can read it. In Judges 6 and Moses, Exodus 4, you can read that too when you get home. I would do it. It'll help your strength. It'll help you get faith. It'll help you say, wow, if these guys needed faith and look what they accomplished, well, then maybe I can get it the way they got it. All righty. So Gideon, think about him. He needed to be walked into faith. So God says to him, I want you to go and destroy that enemy. You're going to, oh, man of valor, remember, calls him man of valor that's hiding in a cave for fear of the enemy. Oh, you man of valor. I am what you said I am. I have what you said I am. I can do what you said I can do. God sees you different than you see you too often. You've got to see you as God sees you. World changer, victorious king. You're a king's kid. And he's a king of the kings. You've got to start seeing. You've got an unction. You've got an anointing. There's a great and mighty anointing that we carry around with us. They didn't, listen, these guys did not have the Holy Spirit like we have. He abides in us. There he came on them for service. So Gideon, God says, you're going to defeat this enemy, man of valor. So when someone calls you a loser, you know it's not God. When someone says you're not going to make it, you know it's not God. When someone says you're going to stay sick, you know it's not God. When someone says you'll be on this medication the rest of your life, you know it's not God. Because God said you are the healed. God said you are the prosperous. God said you are the blessed. He said no weapon. He said I always cause triumph in your life. So when someone says a negative, derogative thing about your life, say, I am who he said I am. I have what he said I have. I can do what he said I can do. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We're building up on our faith now. We're working on our faith walk. So Gideon says to God, he says, okay, but you're going to have to prove something to me first. Great man of valor, right? He says, I'm taking a piece of wool and I want to put it down and everything around it must be dry or wet and then this must be dry in the morning. So he does that. In the morning, he goes and checks. It's dry. Everything's wet. So he says, God says, happy now? He says, not yet. You see, big jobs require big faith. Yeah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. Big jobs in the impossible require big faith. Yeah. Great faith. Can you say amen? Amen? So now he says, okay, Lord, one more test. I'm going to put it down there. Now everything around it must be dry and only that's wet. Right. He does it. He goes and checks in the morning. Ho hum, it's done. Amen. God says, you ready? He says, sure. I'll go and get the army. And he goes and chooses 32,000 men. 32,000. And God says, you've chosen too many for me. The army you're going to defeat is only about 75,000 or something. You've chosen too many. So he says, tell those who are fearful to go home. So I think 11 or 12,000 of them leave. Anyway, he's left with 10,000. 20,000 leave. He's left with 10,000. He said, okay, Lord, okay. Remembering the fleece I set, the wool. Okay, Lord, I'll kind of do it. Okay. 10,000. God says, not yet. Take them down to the river and let them drink water from the river. And only those that lap the water up like a dog you will take. Only those who drink it like a dog, those are the ones you're going to take. I'm telling you, he must have been carrying that fleece in his pocket, the wool. I would have. Come on, I would have pulled it out and checked it, dry the side, wet the side. I would have kept, come on, you got to remind yourself about God. The miracles he's done in your life, the things he's done in your life, you got to remind yourself. So I would have had the fleece of wool in my pocket, man. So he says, now you only take those ones. And you know how many there were? 300. 300 to go and defeat this army. But he had been given something from God. He had a word from God. God showed him. and gave him something to help his faith. God will help you help your faith. I promise you. He will not leave you floundering. He wants you on top. He wants you the head, not the tail. He wants you above, never beneath. He wants you always to be victorious. Now, I'm not saying this so that we can live high on the hog and drive all the fancy cars and live in the best houses and eat the best meals and I only eat lobster, etc. No, I'm not talking that. When I'm talking about victorious, victorious in every area of your life where you're never scrimping for money, your kids have been paid for college, you got a nice house, you got food. If the economy keeps going the way it's going, and gas apparently down the road, my son was telling me this morning, $8, no, that's a gallon. Oh, it's a gallon. Where? California, $8 a gallon. You know, oh, how he loves me. We sung it? Yeah. You better believe it. Yeah. Because if it goes up to $8 a gallon or even 20 a gallon, I'm a tither and a giver. Amen. He's going to take care of me. Amen. That's it. And I've got to remind myself of past things that have happened, miracles that have happened in my life. I've got to keep going back to things because now I've got a big one to do. I go back and remember, God, remember you did this. I remember it was, oh man, and your faith gets built up. Remind yourself of what God's done, who he's been in your life. I know he's protected me. I've seen life, my life saved. Amen. And he talks about that in Psalm 71:15. We don't even know the amount of times in a day that he saved us. I know of instances where I know I should have been wiped out. Two accidents, no doubt, would have been wiped out. All right, so he received the sign or the guarantee or proof of God's very existence. That's what they all got. Are you with me? And then I want to ask you all a question. Who's heard of King Nebuchadnezzar? Okay. He was a leader, a king, and he was in Babylon, and he was a great king at the time, and his vision is what Daniel interpreted from God, talking about the five kingdoms coming and the end, you know, of the whole deal. So King Nebuchadnezzar, who's heard of Julius Caesar? Anybody heard of Napoleon Bonaparte? Any of you see any of them? See any actual photographs of them? Actual photos of them? Actual photos? No. They didn't have photography going those days. They didn't have iPhones. They had those heavy phones. Let me ask you this. Do you believe they existed? Do you believe they did what everyone says they did? Wonderful. You weren't there. You never saw them. Yet you believe. Is that correct? Yeah. Yet you believe. Okay. How? I believe through the writings of the historians. I believe through coins with inscriptions. I believe through excavations, archaeology, what they find. I believe through word of mouth. Right? So I believe those guys existed. I believe they did what they said they did. But I never met any of them. I wasn't around them. I never saw pictures of them. I never saw anything. But I believe. Well, just for this one, what about Jesus? What about Jesus?
Thank you for joining us today. We're going to pick up where we left off tomorrow because it's vitally important to hear what we've got to say to build up your faith so that you can get to the land called impossible and get your goods and be effective in this earth. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO.